You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This is the Dan Le Batour Show with the Stukats Podcast.
We're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code Dan for a special offer when you sign up. That's code Dan, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
I don't know what to make of the room this morning because Roy stormed in angry, brooding and dark, as he often does. And I don't know why that is. It could be because that's the way it's been for 15 years every day. Or it could be because you cannot kill the Tampa Bay Lightning. They cannot be killed. They will not be killed. The Rangers had that series. They clubbed them in the face, and the Tampa Bay Lightning are still alive today. So we've got Roy on one side of the room, and then Billy on the other, where his team, after a 90-minute meeting, clubs the Nationals 12-2. Jazz Chisholm, 3-0 count, bases loaded, grand slam. It was an exciting Marlins day.
Yeah.
Okay, so Roy, we'll
There's
concentrate
weirdness
on you.
Going on there. What's going on there? No one's really telling us what happened in that meeting. When they asked Mattingly, he was like, I don't know if anything was actually resolved today. And then he was like, I wouldn't be surprised if they came out flat. And then they scored 12 runs. So he really has his finger on the pulse of that team.
What a terrible excuse to make before a game. They might come out flat because there's a 90-minute players meeting because our team is so dysfunctional.
It seems like it's inner player issues, right? Like, based on the things that came out.
Please help me with the reporting on this.
I have no idea what's going on. No one seems to know. There's been very few information that's come out.
Where is Craig Mish? I don't know.
His house, I would assume.
I don't know. I was disoriented by the very few information you threw in my face. When you phrased it that way, I didn't know what to do. And I was just trying to move it along. There has been very little information. You don't have any.
I was going to say a few details, but I then said information, and I thought I'd just keep kind of moving the train down the tracks. But if we want to get stuck here.
No, we didn't want to get stuck here, but here we are nonetheless. So you go through the team meeting, and you feel how?
I was not in the team meeting.
I've been telling you, and Roy, we'll get to you in a second, because I'm sorry that the Tampa Bay Lightning cannot be killed. It's infuriating, right, Mike? Like, I mean, you're watching this. You're a bit infuriated as someone who loves the Panthers and is unsurprised by this. And when they went down 0-2, bet Tampa Bay plus 700 because they can't be killed.
Yeah, plus 700 to lift the Stanley Cup. I've grown to respect the Tampa Bay Lightning. I hate them when I'm playing them, but I admire the championship pedigree. So, yeah, if you want to kill the Tampa Bay Lightning, you're going to have to cut their head off and cut their heart out. It's going to be very graphic in order to beat them. They won't.
I was watching the game last night with my contacts off, and I just realized I was reading the score backwards. I thought the Rangers won this whole time.
What?
They're both blue and white, and I was just watching like little blurs going around, and you squint really hard. You can't really tell what it says when you read the score bug. And I was trying to reduce screen time before bed, so I just watch TV now. I don't also go on Twitter and TikTok and on my laptop to online shop. I'm just watching my TV screen with my contacts off. Had no idea the Lightning won that one.
Jessica, I want to talk about this for a second because this is funny. You and the devices and the stimuli and the amount of work we're presently all doing and the idea that sports is running around in your head all the time because you need to be consuming information and need to be on top of every last thing. That was an artistic symbol for what your life is. There's just a game on the television. There are colors going back and forth. You know it's important. It should be somewhere in your life. Sports are moving too fast.
I love the Rangers, Dan. I'm a big fan. I love the bread man, Mika Zibanejad. Shishkirshkin.
So you're listening to the game. You don't know what the colors are, and you thought the Rangers won. It sounded like fun is what you're saying.
Yeah,
and
it looked like a great game for the Rangers.
And you don't realize that Roy's at home being haunted, that he's at haunted. Did they keep? They kept you up, right? Or did you just know they were going to win?
I knew they were going to end up winning on that one. That's so freaking annoying, this team. I'm tired of this.
I agree. Roy, after the Rangers gave up game three, I think the Rangers lost game three, right? Because that one I also watched with my contacts off.
That was a heartbreak.
If the Rangers had gone up 3-0, it was over. As soon as they gave that up, you know the Lightning are going to win this series now.
Roy, do you realize how much they've defeated you when all you can say into a microphone after they're alive again is, these guys annoy me? Like, that's where they've won. Like, that's where they've grabbed you by the crotch and by the soul and the chest cavity and scrunched it all together and shaken you, and they win forever because you're like, I'm so tired of these guys, and they beat the respect out of you. They keep you up at night. You're watching them. Did you watch? Did you suffer? Did you just know? That's the worst when you're on the wrong end of that kind of excellence in sports.
No, I knew. The championship team, they proved that in game three when they came back. I mean, they made the Rangers last night look like the Panthers in the previous series. That's wow. Basically what happened. The you defense was tongue. There.
Biden trophy winners.
The defense was there. And whatever shots that got to Vasilevskiy, he stopped. I mean, that's basically it. It started with team defense, and it ended with Vasilevskiy.
These two teams, at an abnormal rate, throw their bodies in front of the puck willingly. And it's very dangerous and difficult to watch.
This sport, as we've said before, is crazy. The idea that this team from Tampa has made Tampa a region that is better at hockey than Canada. Tampa as a sports town has morphed into what the Marlins were supposed to be here and all sports were supposed to be. Chase championships, create a town. I want to ask you guys, just from a historical perspective, because I really honestly can't believe that I am now dissecting this team in Florida, that I've lived long enough in sports in South Florida to ask the question I'm about to ask you. If Tampa wins a couple more games here and you go through the grueling this of three straight championships in that sport where everyone is taking pucks to the face, but they're willing to do it a little bit more, like, where do they reside in the history of this sport? On like Conquerors with the Red Wings and some of the biggest teams, because they dominated hockey. Like, if this team actually can't be killed, Mike, if they beat the Rangers and win again, like, where are we going to put them legacy-wise in hockey? Because they've got to make a mark at the top, somewhere at the top of the history, do they not? A team from Florida.
They'd be the first team to win three consecutive cups since the Islanders dynasty of the 1980s.
The 80s Islanders.
Yeah, the 1980s Islanders. There have been a couple of dynastic teams that have won back-to-back fairly recently and then won a third in there. The Blackhawks recently had what you might call a dynastic team.
But do they have to do it, or have they already beaten that out of the Florida Panthers and Roy and Mike and their Pantherdom, where you're willing to already kneel and say, you know what, guys, we respect you so much, like, you're really superior at this. Maybe you don't win because hockey happened somewhere, but Jesus Christ, you guys, even if you die at the end of whatever this season is, God bless you. We can't respect you more than we do.
Oh, I've been there with this team. And keep in mind, I still maintain that I wanted them. Because I also, when I'm watching the Rangers, I'm rooting for Tampa Bay because I want to be the one. You know? That is our birthright. We are the Panthers. We will smite thee. That is what I want.
You want them to survive long enough for you to get them again next season?
I
want
to be the one to kill them.
I want them next season. Yeah. I want them next season.
You guys are crazy.
That's right. You're rooting for the Lightning now?
Yeah, no.
What kind of weird fan reverse logic. You guys are crazy.
I can't help it. I'm an admirer of greatness. This is a great team. I would call them a dynasty already with the back-to-back cups and the fact that, yeah, they got swept in the first round by Columbus, but they damn near did set a points record. 3 seasons ago. So if they make it to another cup, I'd say this is the greatest team of my lifetime in terms of keeping that
core
together.
And both of you want them to survive another round so that you can get another chance of being swept by them next season.
Yes. Yep.
I want all the smoke. Are you familiar with that phrase that the young people say? I want all the smoke when it comes to Tampa. God damn it, you're good.
But if you keep wanting all the smoke, eventually you just leave every time coughing because there's smoke in your lungs. Mm-hmm. Like, every time you want the smoke, you never stop coughing. Well, never more than this season. You had the most overpowering offense in the league, and they squeezed it out of you so much that at the end there wasn't a drop of anything on 49 shots.
I imagine that Game 7 victory for the Celtics and their fans meant so much because they got past that Miami roadblock. You grow to hate this team that is always ending your season. I think it means a little bit more. Yeah, it's fun to get to the destination no matter the path, but I do think that the path, the revenge tour aspect of it, is the stuff that you buy into and really remember as a fan, because it's not going to be hard for me to tap into something when I play the Tampa Bay Lightning, because I remember all that pain. I have to work into a healthy lather of hate when I'm playing the Washington Capitals. I'm there already when they drop the puck game one against the Tampa Bay Lightning. And I like that about my fandom and really buying into a team. It gives me a little extra juice.
Yeah, we want that smoke. And yeah, sure, we may have choked on that smoke this year, but guess what?
Bad fans.
We're going to come back next season. We're going to get in that smoke there again, and we're going to
take them out. I don't know what that means. That's pathetic trash talk.
You can't hate a team and root for them. I'm sorry.
We want all the smoke, but...
we're going to collect the smoke that is in our lungs.
Yes.
That's right.
We're going to mouth kiss you, exhale it into your lungs, and you're going to choke.
Roy, that's right. Your trash talk. You were the most repressed and least confident leader of an army charge I have ever heard about wanting the smoke. You wanted the smoke. You ran into the smoke. We all started coughing. None of it made sense anymore, and we lose. We lose the battle.
Yeah, we retreated. But you know what? We're going to come back next year.
No, I don't want to hear about next year. It's terrible trash talk. We're going to come back next year, and we're going to battle again. It's just pathetic. They've beaten it out of you. I want Billy to explain to me how he hasn't gotten to the bottom of any reporting.
How could there not be?
I assume you're consuming Marlins information from all the reporters. There are plenty of reporters covering this team. We usually see the insides of this team. It's not like a lot of things remain secret. They've got a 90-minute meeting yesterday. Why? Mattingly didn't like the meeting. Why?
Why didn't he like the meeting? He just said that he didn't think that things were resolved. He said that they had an off day Monday, that he didn't have a good Monday, according to Craig Bish, because they knew that something was festering and had to be dealt with. It seems to be between players from what...
But what things? Can we talk to Craig Bish? Craig Bish, somebody's got to be able to...
How does no one have a player source that was in the meeting?
How is it possible...
Loose lips sink ships, you know what I mean?
This is not a sealed tight organization.
Well, it appears to be at the moment. By the way, I think I'm a Derek Jeter guy now. What? Yeah.
How?
Because he
got a Twitter?
Yeah, his Twitter, his Instagram, like the videos that come out. Oh, I'm a Jeter guy.
Don't fall for that.
He's there driving around, taking his kids. His kids are asking him to go to Elsa's house from Frozen. He's like, I don't want to go to Elsa's house. He just seems like an everyman. Super rich, multi-millionaire everyman.
That's the Derek Jeter social media team. That
him and me seem like the same person, huh? We're like the same. We're A-Rod both raising young kids.
Too, right.
What's that?
Have you seen A-Rod's TikToks?
No.
A-Rod's
no.
on TikTok.
Well, he comes off as less sincere.
Well, he's on TikTok.
I want a good polished insincerity. You know what I mean? Not like a sloppy insincerity.
Right.
I don't want it to be known so clearly that it's insincere. I want there to be a little believability to it.
The Channing Tatum.
I still believe that he did not do those things that you accused him of doing.
I didn't accuse him of anything. This was the reporting. And if it's ruined his performances for me. I saw one of the worst movies of all time.
Do we have to go through all the details again?
That movie was terrible. The movie was terrible. And you know why it was terrible for me?
Because you said so.
No, because, critics said so also, but...
Ah, critic schmidics, you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Exactly. Yes.
But, I couldn't believe in Channing Tatum as a likable person after reading that story about how he went at those people in London.
He was great.
No, he was bad.
Spoiler alert.
It was that movie went in the shitter once they did that to Brad Pitt's character.
Yes,
I loved it.
We'll get back to your argument on this in a second. But Mike, even though it's redundant for you, can we go through Channing Tatum's behavior again? Because I don't think that Jessica's caught up.
He was at a celebrity hotspot in London while on site of Magic Mike 3.
Allegedly.
What's not alleged is that Thandi Newton, the actress, left the Magic Mike 3 prior to this incident because she got into a big fight with Channing Tatum, who has all sorts of creative control over the Magic Mike franchise. They got into a fight over the Oscar slap between Will Smith and Chris Rock. So much it got so heated that she just left the project entirely and was replaced, I believe, by Salma Hayek. Anywho. He was spotted at a celebrity hotspot in London, which I think is called Louis. And
a nice detail to remember, a place called Louis.
Yeah, I think
that in color.
Louis what? In London.
That in color.
What do you mean?
I'm picturing a place called Louis.
Yeah, a place called Louis in London. It was very it was nice storytelling. You're going to take us through the Channing Tatum route because you've done these details before. They're interesting to you. You've really eaten up this story.
He was dining at a celebrity hotspot and. It's a place to go and be seen. And he was upset that patrons at another table were taking photographs of him, and that's a little understandable, I guess, even though you're going to a celebrity hotspot. However, the details are they weren't taking pictures of Channing Tatum. They were just having fun at dinner with their friends. They didn't even notice Channing Tatum was there. Channing Tatum was belligerent and insistent that they were taking photos of him. They denied it. They were like, why is Channing Tatum mad at us? Channing Tatum got the maitre d' and had the maitre d' escort them out of the restaurant.
Oh, my God.
No, he's a real dick. If reports are true.
Yeah.
If reports are true.
We don't know that they weren't taking photos.
I mean, everyone does that thing, right, Billy, where you're at a restaurant, you take a picture of your friend, and you're like, okay, move a little this way. Like,
Exactly.
A little more, and then the guy's in the background.
And Chris Cody's back there filming you. Exactly right. Yeah.
I believe one of the details were that they actually showed photos in their phone.
Sounds like a smear campaign to me from Fannie Mae or whoever was that quit that movie.
Fandy Newton.
That one.
She's a great actress. I'm upset to hear this.
Yeah. I mean, I think Billy's just pro don't believe women now. I think that's what's happening.
Whoa, that escalated very quickly. Billy, please, and I believe this all started just because you don't
stupid game with Mike
no,
today.
This is only because you disagree.
You don't like stupid games?
Will you guys back away from each other for just a second? Because I want Billy to explain to me why Mike is wrong about his about that Channing Tatum movie that he thinks stinks.
You get
stinks.
The game, Billy.
He thinks stinks that you think is good. Why is this a good movie?
The Lost City? I enjoyed it. I like it. I like Sandy Bullock. That's all. You guys don't have to like the same movies I do. That's fine.
I don't think we like anything.
I like Sandy Bullock.
Yeah,
I love Sandy Bullock. Sandy Bullock is a lot like Tom Cruise in that if you have bad chemistry with Sandy Bullock, you're the problem.
You're right.
She literally has had good chemistry while blindfolded on cinema, and she didn't have good chemistry with Channing Tatum. Therefore, it's on Channing Tatum.
Billy, when you say, I don't think you understand when you say that Jeter, that he's won you over again, and that your allegiances over the years, they've gone very back and forth, very emotional all over the spectrum, how you feel about Jeter as someone who grew up on baseball. But
Can I be pro Jeter too? I just, you know, in listening to these shows over the last few years, we have very few connection points. It's almost as if I take one side, you're on the other side. So I'm really trying to bridge the gap here. Can I be a Jeter guy too? Anytime I show interest in the Marlins, I don't take that bait. If I like baseball, no, I'm fake. I'm a Johnny Come Lately. What is it that I can like that you can like too? So we don't have to do this cat and mouse game that we've been doing.
Soccer.
Doing. Soccer?
Let's both get it on soccer.
Let's get, okay, yeah. Cool. Great tone. Great energy.
So we're not going to do it about baseball? We're not going to do it. What is the issue with this movie?
I'm just saying surprise me once. Just please, just be supportive. I love being buoyed by your support. And it's just, I come in here sometimes, and I want to say that I don't like Channing Tatum anymore. I get doused with a wet blanket that's the least surprising wet blanket in my face. I just want a little support. If I'm into Mark Light baseball because I like the Miami Hurricanes, be there for me. Be happy for me. If I get the crazy during the Stanley Cup playoffs about hockey, let me live. I'm just a boy who likes sports, wanting to love sports and wanting sports to love him back. Why must I always have to defend myself? You're not a real Miami Hurricanes passionate baseball fan. Okay, I was for a weekend, and I loved it. I want all the smoke for the Tampa Bay Lightning. No, you don't. Yes, I do. Come on, let me live. God damn it, I'm a sports fan. I'm a 36-year-old man with a daughter at home that I would like to escape occasionally. And sometimes I try to escape to a Sandy Bullock movie, and it disappoints me. And I'd like to not be called out on it occasionally. Can't we just find a common ground? God damn it.
I mean, that's rare. Sandy Bullock movie that disappoints you.
She is literally a force of nature.
Literally.
I don't blame you for wanting to escape your kid.
Billy, on the Jeter front.
Was that a direct shot at my daughter?
Jeez. I'm trying to
lighten
the mood.
Or just a general shot at
kids. We needed comic relief.
Billy, on the Jeter front, when he gets to win at the end, as Tom Brady gets to win at the end, as Michael Jordan gets to win at the end, as social media would be another area where they would compete A-Rod against Jeter because they're going to try and stay relevant as icons through their 40s and their 50s. They're going to compete there too. Jeter's won you over with a couple of videos.
Yeah, he's like me. Just raising a young family, driving around, wanting to see Elsa's house.
Is it social media? Is it?
It's just his Instagram videos.
But is he good at it? Is it a team? Is it?
It seems to be his wife just filming him driving around on a Sunday morning.
No. Yeah. This is someone that they're definitely paying money to post. I haven't seen the post yet, but I'm going to go investigate.
Wait a minute.
Tom Brady has an entire media team.
Well, Jessica,
I haven't seen the post, but you're sure of what it
was. Jessica,
there's no way it's his wife, Billy.
They are going to compete. All of these people are going to compete in this space as well as Tom Brady runs toward $375 million broadcasting over here to a job that he hasn't done well before. You think that Tom Brady... I got fooled by what was a Tom Brady commercial the other day. His social media team and a bicycle. Did he rent a bicycle in New York?
That worked. I bought so much Brady wear after I saw that. But he looks so good in it.
But that was a commercial. He just did a commercial on his own brand, for his own brand, with his own brand, and his own team.
It's the best type of commercial because you're interested on, like, oh, holy cow. Tom Brady's riding the streets of New York in a city bike. How cool is this? And can you imagine if you saw Tom Brady whizzing by? And also, look at this cool little pocket that's in the chest plate. Don't you like that? Don't I look good? Yes, you do. How much is it? Ooh, it's expensive.
If I were a Buccaneers fan, I wouldn't like seeing that. Riding a bike around New York, it's a dangerous game, Dan. Also, this Jeter post in the car, maybe his wife did film that one. But the post before it, there's like professional video account, like camera stuff and lighting set up. That, there's definitely some sort of like attempt to make professional looking social media here.
Are you guys at all interested in the idea that all of our icons are also going to try and keep up in this space, which is not a young person's space?
It seems like
space?
A waste of his energy, honestly. I like it, but it seems totally unnecessary.
Don't you have to take inventory over the entirety of your own brand? Like, haven't the Kardashians taught us that? Like, if Tom Brady just hires 50 people to be a social media team for him, he doesn't need anybody to make any commercials for him. Like, he could just do whatever it is that he wants with a totally free space.
I am laying down my sword. 79% on the tomato meter for this terrible Lost City movie. Audience score, 83. I must have been deeply affected by this gossip note in the London Papes. Dirt sheets.
I didn't feel
those
like...
dirt rags.
I did not
have been lied to. Everyone says that their chemistry is off the charts here. This is a direct quote. Two charming actors. Oh, that play off of each other with manic enthusiasm. I was watching a different movie.
They probably paid for those reviews there, Mike. I bet you.
Whoa. So I shouldn't admit that I was wrong and just allege pay for play?
Double down.
What has happened here, Billy? Because I didn't feel like you made a strong argument on behalf of Lost City, but now you've got a winning argument on behalf of Lost City.
I knew I had a winning argument. I liked the movie. I don't need to fight about it. It's fine. Everyone doesn't like the same thing, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah, but occasionally,
I enjoyed it.
My whole thing is occasionally I'd like to like the same thing with you, but I've just haven't been surprised.
It's a cry for help. He wants to watch a movie
just,
with you.
I like the Heat. I like the playoffs. Ah, fuck the Heat. Oh, I like the Panthers. I love the Panthers. Oh yeah, I'll do it, but I'll be sarcastic about it. I'm on to you, Billy Gill, and I just want a little support occasionally.
But that
I'd like to talk to you after work and be like, oh my God, we like the same thing. Did you watch that show? Camaraderie. Morale boost. You know, this is our players only meeting, Billy. How do you like it? 90 minutes, shut the door. Dan Mattingly over there doesn't know what's
nobody
going on.
Nobody, Danny Baseball, nobody knows.
No sources, no Craig Mish is at home. Just occasionally, do me a favor, text me tonight. Tell me what you're watching. I'll find a connection point. You want to watch a show about building swords and a fire? Let's do it. I'm sick of turning on this microphone every goddamn day and having a mean old cat just claw me occasionally when I try to pet it. I just want a connection point. Let me love you. God damn it.
Is there a place, Billy? Is there a place where we can connect, all of us as a show, in a loving place that doesn't have any cat that doesn't want to be pet? What can we talk about? It has not been the Fast and the Furious movies. What can we talk about together? I thought it was about to be Jeter. I felt like it was about to be Jeter, but then we careened into a ditch. If you guys are both going to love Jeter at the end, I, as the radio gas bag has raised you, who watched Jeter come in and pillage our town and pillage your team, Billy, if he gets to win at the end because he's got a better social media team, as all of these icons that said nothing in the 90s and 2000s, the Jordans and the Bradys and the Jeters, all of whom did it on purpose, kept us building the mythology with the Nike brand, building the mythology, never said anything, didn't fight for much of anything. All of these became icons, and now in their 50s, they're going to win this game too because they're better at Insta, because Jeter and A-Rod are competing on TikTok.
I did irreversible damage with my Malik Rozier takes over the years. I understand that. Audience, with you too. Some of it I can't come back from. I understand that. But I'm a new man with a new program, new interests, a new lease on life, and a new perspective. Love me too. Grade me for me, who I am now, on my merits today. Let's eschew the mic of the past. And let's welcome in this positive force that just wants you to love him.
Mike, I don't believe that clamoring for love from the audience now.
No, I just want Billy to love me.
It's just Billy?
It's just, all right, I feel like if I get Billy to love me, everything else in my life will fall into place.
If this is going to be a players only meeting, I am going to leave. I'm going to let you guys talk out. You can't leave if it's a play. You can't leave if it's a players only meeting. If you guys are going to go ahead and do the players only meeting, because we can't talk about the Marlins players only meeting because nobody knows anything about what happens with the
Someone
Marlins.
Someone will know at some point, just not at this point.
Our show should break something. Slater should break. Isn't there always a Slater scoop, or isn't Mish out there
Where
doing
the hell
something?
Is Will Manso, Dan. I thought that guy knew everything in South Florida sports.
I think I found our connection.
The Jackson 5, too.
Okay, but I'm going to... If I give you guys a players-only meeting right now, if I step out of the room, I don't...
I think we have a connection point presently in this show. It's just like, I want you to stop asking for some details on this players-only meeting. It's players-only. No one knows yet. It'll leak out. But not right now. Not this morning. I don't think we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Okay, so Billy is saying there is something, and Mattingly...
Well, there's 90 minutes worth of something.
And Mattingly is coming out afterward and getting in front of microphones and giving a generally pissy tone of, I don't know what they did. I don't... Like he wanted to be in the players-only meeting. Like, what were you taking from his general tone on, I don't think that we resolved anything?
I took it that there's still issues there that weren't resolved in 90 minutes before the game.
Do you imagine what any of them are? Are there hypothetical options for us?
I mean, he seems to not be involved in whatever the issue is. He seems to kind of just be observing it from afar, and he thinks that they need to figure it out for themselves, I guess.
Do we know Jazz Chisholm last night? And this is exciting because I'm telling you, Billy, that they are better than their record has indicated. I don't know what their issues are, but the kind of dominance they have at the top of their rotation is something that can be carried if they just get a little offensive help.
And I mean, they need offensive consistency because they have weird days like yesterday where they scored 12.
Yes, but over time, I would argue, okay, if this looks like to me a team, it is not. The Phillies just fired their manager. The Braves are 500. The Mets
so look. So do the Angels. You see that?
And yes, I want to talk. Well, when Stu Gatz gets here, I want to talk about Joe Maddon. I want him to do a victory lap when he learns that Joe Maddon was fired.
I love that Phil Nevin was hired.
Because?
Because he's Phil Nevin.
You know what? That's right. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Do you love that Phil Nevin was hired because he's Phil Nevin?
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Dan Lebatard.
Sports.
Stugatz.
More sports.
This is the Dan Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
Joe Maddon's gone, but your team isn't as bad as it has seemed. I've been telling you because the pitching is strong at the top of the rotation. So you aren't actually far away, even though it might feel already like a Marlins lost season. But Chisholm last night in the second inning, bases loaded. Did you love that they let him swing, or that he chose to swing 3-0? Bases loaded, two outs.
I loved it because of the result, but the bases were loaded, 3-0 count. If it's a ball, that's a run. And they almost caught it. But it was a good result, obviously. And then he hit another homer later in the game.
The Marlins have never had a middle infielder who could hit that ball.
Hanley Ramirez was good.
No, straight away center field with that swing on a 3-0 pitch. The way that ball came off of hit, the way that ball exploded.
Dan Uggla.
Off. Okay, fair enough. Dan Uggla,
Hanley
but maybe.
And Dan Uggla.
I don't remember Uggla going a whole lot, though, to straightaway center field 400 feet away.
I mean, Jazz has got incredible pop, but I mean, you're talking about a franchise that's like 30 years old.
Okay, fair enough. My point was it was an exciting thing to see. Do we know?
Luis Castillo from the right side.
That was weird. It was always
weird.
Why
did he even bat left?
He should have always batted right-handed. It was a different game. It's because he had
the
speed.
It was so stupid that he bat left.
No, it was just closer to first base. That's the only reason.
He looked like someone batting left that doesn't know how to swing a bat. He looked like me swinging with my left hand. Why did they allow that?
It was very bad advice. Roy, you remember this, right? We loved Luis Castillo. He had does he still have the second longest hitting streak since DiMaggio?
He rose to further national prominence during that hit streak. And so honestly, if you could regale us with your top 10 stories you ever covered, Luis Castillo's hit streak might be there in terms of impact to your career.
Luis Castillo might be my favorite player to tell stories about, just all of them.
I hear he's an odd bird and fun-loving.
Well, it's not just that. It's, you know, gets here and triggers a hotel alarm because he doesn't know anything about this country and he thought it was a shampoo dispenser. So, like, just doesn't know anything about anything. Gets on planes not knowing what country or what city he's going to.
Wouldn't be odd for a shampoo dispenser to be in the hallway.
I know, but whatever. Dorm rooms. I don't know, like, if they had dormitories or something, but he didn't know things like that. And then one of the best stories, because he didn't know anything about anything, is going to St. Louis and meeting a St. Louis legend and, you know, being told, like, about the history of baseball and how he's standing, you know, he's a stolen base guy. He doesn't know anything about who Lou Brock is. And then he meets somebody and he's introduced to them and he's like, yes, do you know who this is, Louis? And he's like, yes, Lou Brock. And it was Stan Musial.
Oh, bit of a difference.
Yeah. because he doesn't know. I mean, he was a bit of a fool, and they just let him bat left-handed, even though he shouldn't have. Like, it was just closer to first base.
I mean, I learned Lou Brock was black last year, so I can't talk.
Is that true?
Yeah, yeah. I did a whole thing on it.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, yeah. Played MLB The Show, and I drafted an all-time team. I'm like, huh, how about that? Learn something new every day.
That's incredible.
That is stunning.
He was born in 1985. He wasn't. I didn't see a lot of Lou Brock highlights. It maybe I missed it whenever the Marlins would play the Cards. Was he a card? I think
Roy,
he was a card.
Roy, you are right to be offended by this. Like, this is offensive. I did not know this about Mike. I was not aware that Mike did not know that Lou Brock was not white until last year.
Yeah, no, I said it on the air. But
Roy, you look like you look like I have
great shame about it.
You should.
But I feel like I have the relationship with all of yous and the audience that I can be forthright. I thought Lou Brock was white. Sounds white.
Oh,
I don't feel like it does.
It reads white off of a stats book. I had my almanac. He was all over the place. I just assumed Lou Brock, white guy.
That can't be a mistake being made by many people. It can't be. Point is, Luis Castillo shouldn't have been batting from the left side at all. All it was like going up there with a spatula. But he had 33 or 34 hits in straight games.
It looked like he was swinging a fly swatter.
It didn't make any sense. It was always
high. No, and he never had a natural swing. He was just chopping.
It was like
at
a toddler.
It was like a toddler trying to hit a piñata.
Run out ground balls, yeah.
I think, what was his average from the left? It obviously could not have been enough evidence to continue batting from the left.
Well,
I don't know why he did it.
The greatness in it is, oh, but from the right, bombs.
So the batting average was the same from both sides of the plate. He was
the pop.
He was 290 as a lefty, 292 as a righty.
Just getting everything wrong.
Bunting.
And you're right. It was the biggest difference was in slugging. He slugged 90 points higher as a right-handed hitter than as a lefty. He only had 28 career home runs. 25 of them were from the right side.
He hit a left-handed home run?
He had 3 of them.
Luis Castillo hit a left-handed home run.
If you hit the same average from the left,
some of those have to be inside the parkers.
Yeah. If you hit the same from the left, can you justify it? Because I guess the notion is off of a righty, then his 290 average wouldn't be 290 from the right side.
Wait,
but
Billy.
I just don't get it.
Billy's probably got that right. Louis Castillo.
Not all three. I mean, I'm sure he had one wall scraper.
Can
in there.
You can imagine Louis Castillo pulling a ball over the right field fence from the left side.
That when, and Pro Blair. No,
when all he was doing was hitting like little nubbers down over the left side and trying to beat out things to first base.
Do you guys believe that Ichiro could have been this great power hitter? Because that's what people tell us, that he could have been like this home run hitter, but chose not to be.
Yeah. Yes. I'd like to believe that legend because he's the greatest hitter. One of the greatest hitters I've ever seen. He was pretty rail thin, though.
Do you think, Billy, you don't believe all the like spring training stories that get told by the Pinellas of the world that say, yeah, if you tell Ichiro in batting practice, hit seven bombs to right field, he'll do it one after another, that he was more interested in the art. Man, if you start talking about Castillo's style being all wrong, Ichiro was playing the game as it was taught incorrectly. Now they're playing it differently. I think, of course, Ichiro could put up 40 home runs.
So like, if you dropped him in the modern era, you think he'd hit 40 bombs a year?
Be offended because you're asking him to hit 190.
Well, he didn't like to fail. He's like, if I go for bombs every time I go up there, I'm going to fail more. And Ichiro's game was always getting on base.
Billy, you don't believe it?
Why would that be incorrectly, by the way? Like, if he got on for someone else to drive him in a home run, that's not incorrectly.
Oh, I would just say incorrectly, by the way, the game is doing the value now, which is the value is in please hit 40 homers for us. I'm talking about how baseball's changed. That's why I said incorrectly.
I don't like this baseball. I like small ball. I like a good stolen base. Call me crazy. Call me nostalgic. Give me a sack bunt any day of the week.
No, Major League Baseball is treating the home run like the NBA is treating the three-pointer now. That's basically it.
But not really. Like, that's the thing, is that everybody's hitting home runs, and then they're trying to prevent home runs at the same time by, like, doing things to the ball, which is like, can you pick a side? Do you want people to hit home runs or not hit home runs? Because if you're waiting for people to hit home runs and then you're changing the ball so it can't go out, then you're really making the game boring.
Have you noticed that they've changed college baseball, too, with flat seam baseballs?
No.
You used to watch, if you were a good college baseball player, it wasn't outside of the realm of possibility that you were batting over 400 in college baseball with the juice balls and the aluminum bats. You would have insane numbers compared to major league counterparts. But now, because of a slight alteration of the game, because people are also trying to go yard, because they're trying to make it in the pros, and that's a style. But now, if you're a good hitter, you're hitting slightly over 300. They changed the balls, so you're not batting the balls around the park the same way. That Oklahoma State baseball game notwithstanding. Did you know that? I did not. I'm a big flat seam head.
You were last week, and I don't think we explored earlier this week nearly enough the fact that you ate that disgusting shake. I don't think we explored.
Well, I drank it.
Okay, but the chicken,
I didn't have the chicken. They didn't put the chicken wing in there. I did have the celery and have the carrots.
They didn't put the chicken in?
No, the chicken.
Broads.
I guess.
So what was the flavor of the milkshake?
Oh, it tasted like a
chicken?
No, it tasted like sauce I would put on a chicken wing.
So it was
wing.
Like ranch flavored?
It had a kick at the end. There was spice to it because they put in buffalo sauce.
For the audience that does not know, at the college baseball stadium, and this the source of this hint of hurt that you heard from Mike Ryan in our players-only meeting inside the threads of the producers, and you heard it lash out in the resentment that was shrapnel on the side, is Mike Ryan wanted with Chris Whittingham and the group to embrace that, goddamn it, Mark Light Stadium at A-Rod Field, filled with steroids, and he never went to the school field, Mark Light. At the corner of Coral Gables, was 1950s America, where he can enjoy a good milkshake and a good college time and a good college town without Chris Cody, Billy Gill, and it wasn't really Roy. Roy didn't participate in this, without them shitting all over the Mark Light experience of my collegiate childhood.
Gino DeMari did that plenty. And I wish that next year I'd like to go as a group to Mark Light Stadium, because it is of a time. During the NCAAs, every time I'd go to the bathroom, and it was a lot because 4 years ago they started selling alcohol at that stadium, which was a market improvement, I would pee next to all the Ole Miss Rebels. Look at that. Imagine going to a ball game and peeing next to Brian Roberts.
We could do a good show from out there.
Can you imagine going to a urinal and there's Mark Trumbo?
No.
That was part of the nostalgia. We pee with the players. It's one of the strangest nostalgias. I don't understand. They're just like us. They're just walking near the stands, and they pee where we pee. Why? I don't think that's charm. I just think that's lack of proper, like, plumbing.
No, it's just, you know, general banter. I don't like, I'm not one for urinal talk, but by the sink, we'll wash our hands, and I'll say a little hotty toddy.
Wow, what a fraud you are, though, because you're not exactly sociable, but you're more likely to be sociable if the guy's wearing a baseball uniform and he's playing in a regional?
No, I'm more likely to be sociable if I've had 7 beers, which is why I'm in the bathroom in the first place, because I just downed 7 beers. So while I'm washing my hands, which is, remember, several years ago, I had to take that. I don't need to wash my hands after I go to the urinal. That's changed with the pandemic and the fact that I've grown as a man. I see your judgment. Like I asked
Jessica,
you in the audience, Jessica
was not
judge
hiding
me on
her judgment.
The merits of today. Judge me who I am today. Not for my past faults. Not for my past Malik Rozier for Heisman campaigns.
I would love. Mike, are you asking for a fresh start?
Is I've that been wanting a fresh start for 4 goddamn years. Yes.
Okay, all right.
And so I understand, I'm especially when I'm a homer, I need these governors, these bumpers, and Billy, to a very large extent, has been speaking for a very large segment of the audience
yes.
that is very vocal about their dislike for me, and I like that governor is there. It's truly needed, and I think encouraged by my contemporaries with very good results, but at the same time, occasionally, I want to be surprised. I want to be loved. I want to feel the excitement of camaraderie, arm in arm. Hoorah! I'd like that stuff. Yeah,
all right. Well, team
just
meeting.
I just
all
want
right.
that.
Are
I'm
we
a,
feeling
I'm not
all right? So Mike,
was.
So where
I'm
are we?
I'm not the manic guy that would just talk about UM football spring practice
Billy,
for an
all right,
entire local hour.
This
I'm
is
different.
No, but this is okay. Listen, Mike.
I know when to shut
right,
up. I know when to stop talking.
Billy,
I'm not a motor mouth. I'm not caffeinated. I'm a likable individual. I truly believe this.
All right.
I don't cut people off. Mike. I have respect for others. I share the ball now.
All right, I'm going to allow the audience now to see the innards of the show in a way that
nice
is
little
ugly.
Bounce pass in the key.
And you guys,
lost art.
You guys are going to have to. You guys,
Marcus Smart really has to stop doing that.
The committee, working. The committee is going to have to decide if Mike's going to be allowed a fresh start here because he's reached a breaking point. Pandemic insanity, whatever the last 3 years have been, all of us bouncing off the walls, trying to get to somewhere normal, jumping into a new business. All of this stuff, you know, just crazed everything for 3 years. And now Mike has had a breaking point on air and he's asking for a fresh start because the audience is cruel and the internet is cruel and he's always doing a bit and they're angry and they're funny and he wants to fight all of you. And please love him. He craves, he's asking, he's begging all of us for a little love and he does it in the most awkward way possible by ruining the local hour. So I ask you guys. Are you willing?
We were talking about the closed door meeting that we didn't have anything on. You're welcome, everybody.
Is the crew willing to give Mike a fresh start, or is our environment too toxic and that's it? He doesn't get any fresh starts. It's been too ruined. There are no fresh starts allowed, not from the audience. No, we must continue to all hate Mike. Mike is out. Mike is out on. He doesn't want to be the hated guy all the time. That leaves only me.
Yeah, that leaves only Dan.
Okay, and that's fine. I'll
trust
take
me,
it.
Occasionally, I like the buzz of being the hated guy occasionally, but come on.
That's fine. There's got to be an enemy.
Got fewer reps on
jokes,
the show now?
Jokes on me. Woke jokes on me. What's going to happen at the end? It's going to be Stugatz planting the flag and I lose to everybody because I'm the one you hate. At the end, it's only me. Fist into the sea, as they said at ESPN, it will sink. And you will have won. I will be the last enemy because you have no more. We have freedom and we're obnoxious with freedom. Billy, Chris, Roy, and Jessica, are you willing to grant Mike Ryan, who has requested it in an awkward cry for help in the local hour, are you willing to grant him a fresh start? Yes or no? Do we have to postpone it? Do we have to meet privately? Do you guys have to have a players-only meeting inside of the players-only meeting?
Bah. It'll be a nice change of pace. Sure.
I'll get back to you when I get back from my next vacation.
Okay, great.
I'd like to extend an olive branch. Luis Castillo's first home run as a left-handed hitter was in 2002, his seventh year in Major League Baseball,
wow.
off of Jose Rijo.
No.
I'm
it
glad.
Followed two infield singles in the game.
Oh,
it was two infield singles, and then he hit it yard against Jose Rijo.
He could give you a 3-for-4 like nobody's
he really
business.
He really could. Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Could Luis Castillo give you a 3-for-4 like nobody's business? 3-for-4 with three infield singles.
Legged him out, too.
I mean, of course. Is there any other way to get infield singles other than that? Did you find out whether if there's recorded video anywhere of a left-handed home run by Luis Castillo that wasn't inside the park, because Billy saying that that was inside the park is knowing Luis Castillo. I was like stunned by three because I was imagining, wait a minute, over the right field fence where he hit a home run.
It left-handed. Has to be like a short porch situation, right? Like, doesn't Dodger Stadium have kind of like a quick like turnaround over there in the corner?
Yeah.
Maybe in an like interleague game
three,
in Boston.
These 314s?
Yeah. Something with a really short porch, I would think, if it went over. He never got a hold of one left-handed, right?
No, but right-handed bombs. Do you think if Luis Castillo is playing today's baseball the way that they're playing it today? I'm sorry to keep getting distracted.
Well, he's
by
still his age at the time, right? Not current Luis
Not
Castillo.
Not currently,
okay.
No.
I'm just checking.
Are you willing, Billy, to grant a fresh start going forward right now? This is very climactic.
Does it end the segment?
It would end the segment with great climax.
If I say yes or no, it ends it.
Yes, there will not be another word after
can
whatever.
Can we put it on the poll?
Well, we can put it on the poll, but this is a vote thrown to the committee before it's thrown to the red meat of the audience.
Well, I don't think Whitty ever answered either. He just started
offered me
saying,
an olive branch.
Yeah.
Whitty, are you on the record? Billy is going to drag this out.
I want everyone to be loved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, love for all.
You're
love,
new here, though.
Internal love, external love.
What does that mean?
I'm pro-love.
You're new here.
And Jess didn't answer the question either. She just threw a bar from resentment from a couple weeks ago, Dan, from a line that I had.
I'm not going to get any votes. Am I going to end the segment without a full vote?
No one wants to say no because
okay.
They don't upset
Let
you.
Let it go, though. Jess.
All right, so is anyone okay? So no, we're not going. We are not going to grant him a fresh start. That can be the answer. I just need, as you know, being people who are familiar with the show, we need an answer so that the segment can end. Otherwise, I'm just staring at you. Or it can be a thread that goes on for days and weeks and months as the show does a bit of therapy through the pandemic in the inner workings, and Mike tries to fight the audience. Stop hating me. I'm trying to be funny.
He doesn't want to answer. It's all right. Pose it to the audience, and he'll speak for the audience forever.
At
and
Lebatard
no one
Show.
Likes it. It's all right.
Fresh start.
I have my supporters.
Can I just get an end to a segment? All I want is an end to a segment. Okay.
Where is Stugatz? Where is he?
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.